Hi, everybody. Well, we're here again on BBS Radio. So this is one of those special nights. We go to the light ship tonight. It's Saturday. And the date is the 21st of December, 2013. So let's, like we always do, which is energizing the light beam. So I'd like everybody to bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. And from there, what we're going to do is energize the light beam. So here we go. This will bring peace energy to you and into your room. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do an energy release here from people that maybe have anxiety. Maybe you just hustle and bustle. Maybe you're dealing with a lot of stuff right now. All the holidays are here, and you have to go out and see all these people around you, and maybe you're being slimed. So let's do a clearing for being slimed. Maybe somebody brushed up against you. You felt all of their anxiety come into you, and don't feel the same after that. So here we go. Slime energy being taken away. This is just psychic energy that somebody's attached you with. So one, releasing this from you. Two, oh, beyond. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll do that one again. So one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's a little better. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. And are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. I'm out here. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for the energizing the light being, Ron, and also for the de-sliming healing, which I really did need. Seems like it just can't be helped. When we talk about sliming, we're talking about getting touched by people or receiving their energies, not necessarily because we want to, but because it's sort of a social norm. I'm saying this for the benefit of new people, because that term being slimed is sort of like our term for getting touched by people, by others, because we know they have energies that are not of the light in them that they're transferring to us, much like when you go to a doctor's office, they tell you, you know, the doctors tell you, you got a cold through germs. They body hop, and these energies are just no different than that, than germs, only they can do a lot of damage to us internally and energetically. And so we have healings and clearings for those through creationlightship.com, Ron's website, and also some amazingly healing trips to the Creation Light Ship with Ron as our ambassador, which we'll be doing tonight. Tonight is Saturday night, live on the Light Ship, and Ron takes us to the Creation Light Ship as our ambassador. He is able to take us to various healing areas where light beings perform healings on our physical bodies. They can see where we're affected. And you can also ask for particular healings if you've got some physical aches or pains or some kind of a condition they can look at and start to work on. And a lot more healing goes on than what we're doing tonight with Ron. It's just because we're out of time. And Ron takes us there. He bilocates us out of time. So it's quite a nice experience. And some people who listen in can see what goes on. They meet the light beings and they relate to us what they saw in our user-friendly fast chat that can be accessed through the creationlightship.com website from the top of the page. And on the fast chat, you can type in comments and also see what other people are writing. And it's something that I'll be reading during the program, and I can read your comments too. You can also read your questions to Ron at our usual email address, creationlightship.com. And so Ron will probably take us to the light ship in the sometime around the middle of the show. Meantime, you can think about healing that you might like and maybe some areas that you know of we can go to and type those into the fast chat for me to relay to Ron when the time comes for us to go. So, Ron, over the last few days, you've had some good news that you shared about the Earth Spirit, and we received some emails that I'd like to read to the listeners in the audience. But first, would you like to give a bit of an update, please, about how the Earth Spirit is working for the planet, on how to heal the planet, on what it's doing for the planet?
Okay, well, yesterday was a little rough, very rough. Energy went down to about 70%, and remember, it's supposed to be at 100, so I dropped, and it was pretty bad as far as feeling that. I was working with getting rid of a lot of snake energies, along with like octopus energies. So that's what we were working with yesterday. And it was mainly attached to water. I'll just say fresh water, nothing to do with salt water yet. So whatever would be inside of the earth and maybe the lakes, et cetera, that's what we're working with. Today it's at 95, doing good. Still not at 100, but that's because it's doing a lot of battling right now. Some people have asked me, they go, well, are the special soldiers out there involved? Well, I don't see very many of those people out there doing the battle. So I would say very, very few, if any. So that's the way it keeps you a little more safe, because these energies are actually pretty, just pretty bad that they're dealing with right now. So as far as the solstice energy tonight, being the 21st, I'm sure that's also a big consideration of what's happening. So things are moving on. So anyway, that's what the Earth Spirit was working with. It's also working with some of the oxygen in the air also. So it's quite interesting to see. We'll see what happens tonight. Every night it does something a little different. So it's trying to get back its own integrity. I won't say it's trying. It is getting back its own integrity, where the light has been pushed out by aliens. Normally, when it gets pushed out, that means that the people that were doing that, or bringing the energies in, allow the aliens to take the place of light. So that's kind of what we're dealing with right now, just getting rid of stuff that's interfering with the energy of your spirit creating with its own particular creation. So, anything else you should add on that, Kathy, that you can think of? Any questions?
I'm
wondering what they can do, if anything. Any emails come in?
Yes. Let me read you a testimony and then some questions. Okay, this is from Marie R., who wanted to share her name. She's responding to your request about how you might feel about the changes from the Earth Spirit coming back. And she wrote, "I felt a very gentle but mighty powerful energy surround me. I immediately felt a peaceful emotion that brought tears to my eyes. I felt overwhelming peace, like being in a bubble of silence. No thoughts. Just peace."
Yeah, very, very good. And, I would say that would probably be in a nutshell for most people. If you're not feeling this energy, it's okay if you don't feel it, okay? If you are a feeling person and you don't feel it, it's more than likely because you haven't had enough clearings under your belt, we'll say, to be able to respond to what's happening, a peace. So if you do feel, you sense something is going on, but you really don't feel it or whatever, then very possibly it's because you don't have enough clearings, you haven't done enough clearings to be able to integrate with peace energy. You're still maybe caught up in emotions and in the dramas and traumas of life here. And so if you're wondering why people feel and other people don't, That could be the reason, okay? I'm not saying that it's 100%, but just giving you something to go by. So back to you.
Some questions. Now that the Earth energy is coming back and it's looking at the planet and what's done to it, because it's not been here for thousands of years, so it's probably getting quite an eyeful. They're wondering, what would the Earth Spirit possibly think about what we've done to the planet? How is it going to respond with everything that's happened that's been so damaging?
Okay. Well, it's going to be a non-judgment, first of all. So remember, it's not necessarily going to probably be too upset. It's just going to reclaim its territory. That's kind of how I would look at it. If it had a personality like a human, we'll say, naturally you'd be pretty upset because, you know, if you were the Earth Spirit and it had emotions like you have, okay, let's just look at it that way. So if it had emotions like you have, and all of a sudden you notice that your beautiful creation got destroyed by people, you would probably be pretty upset. But the Earth Spirit doesn't do that because it doesn't have emotions to deal with. But it is a good way of looking at it, you know, because this place has been destroyed a whole bunch. Just look at, you know, the trees that are around, you know, or that used to be around. And now they're, probably just, they're not around. I won't get too far into that, but, you know, that's the aggravating part when you look at it is the people cut down the trees and maybe they got their Model T Fords back when, you know, and they felt great and happy. And the Model T Fords are all gone now. And what's left? You know, barren areas with lack of a lot of stuff, okay, with no trees. And the people at that time probably felt great about cutting trees down without having any consciousness. And from there, you know, it could be in your house. You have wooden walls there, you know. In studs. Was there a solution to that back then? Yeah, very possibly. You know, they could have used, instead of having a stick house, what they call it, you could have had a brick house. But, you know, aside from that, not getting into too much judgment here, just think of what we could have had here on this planet. How nice it would look with a bunch of trees around. Actually, you know, if you live in an area with trees, you know what I'm talking about. Don't. If you live like in a conventional neighborhood, all you're going to see is houses. With maybe a tree in front of each one of the houses instead of having the whole area being filled. But once you get into nature, it's so beautiful that some people don't even know what it's like. I remember people were talking about somebody in one of the classes at school. They didn't know that the young kids didn't know that milk came from a cow. So that's another kind of weird thing. But anyway, just to kind of go get back on subject here, you know, there's been a lot of stuff done here that probably shouldn't have been done. But maybe somebody got some money, you know, out of it, and that's what happened. And, it goes. So I would assume that the Earth Spirit would be more than likely not too happy, but if it had a judgment energy in it, but it doesn't. So that's how you have to look at it. It doesn't judge. It's just here to reestablish its creation and make this the way it wanted it to be a long time ago. Back to you.
Okay, and some people are wondering as well, will that non-judgmental, that unconditional being of the Earth Spirit, how will it respond to those of us who were 100% humans maybe not quite ready to receive her spirit, or not able to receive her spirit. Maybe some of us aren't 100% human after all. What will the earth spirit do with, how will it affect us as people, and what should we be doing
to receive it? Yeah, if you're listening, you should at least have your emotional clearing done. You know, you're going to be able to sense and feel the earth energy maybe more than what you had before. So, you know, you're dealing with an energy that doesn't judge, and if you want to become more peaceful, then you have to become more peaceful yourself to get rid of those energies, which would be like your emotions and different things like this here. As far as the energy of the earth, what's it going to do to the humans or aliens that are here? It'll just be radiating what it always has. Nature probably loves it. Some humans, like I said, are feeling more peaceful, and that's good. And it could probably really help the body out a lot, but it depends how much energy blockages you have in your body. If you're a new listener and you haven't had any clearings done, then by all means, you know, get some of these negative energies out of you so that you can experience the earth energy. Another question was, you know, what if you're a true clone or even an alien here, and you just got dropped in here, and now there's a brand new energy system here on this planet. How are you going to respond to it? Well, I can't tell you how you're going to respond. It all depends, you know, what type of body you have and how the body was made. I'm thinking that maybe all the aliens that possibly, I can't use the word all, but the ones that brought the aliens here, the clone replicas of people, I'd say very possibly they're taking them back now. Maybe they're abducting all of them because this energy system here is not what they wanted the own body to realize. Now it's just non-judgmental energy. Before, maybe they had planned to put something into the ground here to operate the clones and the skies. So all this being taken away, maybe they felt that that the clones that they have here are not going to sustain life the way they thought it would, or be controlled. So you may start to see people disappearing, maybe because of that. But your guess is kind of as good as mine, just that, you want to get yourself cleaned out more, because the earth spirit here, because it didn't want to have the planet that it created stolen, number one, into darkness, and number two, it's part of the ascension process. So we are getting closer to ascension. When? I have no clue, but this is what I should have been doing a long time ago. So back to you.
Okay. Ron, I thought you gave such good advice on Wednesday's program and Friday's when you co-hosted with Anne, and some of these questions came up too, where people wanted to know what they should be doing, and you said, well, you wanted to feel peace. If you want to feel peace, like this last testimony I just read from Marie R., she said she just felt a peaceful emotion that brought tears to my eyes. She felt overwhelming peace, like being in a bubble of silence, no thoughts, just peace. Well, I'm repeating that because wouldn't we all like to feel like that? Isn't that what we'd like to feel like while we're waiting for ascension? Since we're not ascending today or right now, how about feeling some peace? And this is what we're doing the clearings for. This is what we're listening to Creation Light Chip Healing for. This is why we're buying the clearings and working them and spending so much time on it, so we can feel peace and we can eliminate all this alien interference that's just been causing so much disruption and suffering. And so I think it's good to repeat this, Ron, because we have another new audience tonight, Saturday. And what you've been talking about is offering people just the confirmation that you're here to save yourself, and you can do these clearings to save yourself and not worry about what the earth spirit is doing, not worry about what it's going to try to do, but continue to do the clearings yourself. That's the message I got. And I know Marie R. has been listening to you for a long time, Ron, and she's been doing these clearings for years consistently. So she is a person who is offering herself as a testimony that this is what happens when you do the clearings. You do start to feel this peace, and when the Earth Spirit came around, she got it. It came to her. It resonated with her, and she resonated with it. And so bravo to her. Bravo to you, Marie. Meantime, you know, those of us who aren't quite on Marie's level but are aspiring to be, we can get there. And in the meantime, Ron suggested doing the gray sky clearing to help the Earth Spirit, Earth Protection clearing to help yourself in your area, the Earth Protection Timeline Crash. The Gray Sky Timeline Crash clearing, that's a free clearing on creationlightchip.com. And also to Timeline Crash, various things that Ron had suggested, such as the word winter solstice and aliens that are coming here to Earth, and the timeline crashes you're already doing. So I just think that's such good advice, and I wanted to be sure we talked about this today, Ron, because of all the emails you've been getting in the comments from people who have been feeling things already and have taken the time to share this with you, and then we can read these on the radio. We have another one here who says that the energy changes are amazing and the degree of hopefulness that is flowing is such a wonderful feeling. Thanks so much for the clearings. So, Ron, would you please just reiterate how important it is to continue cleaning up and clearing out the blockages so we can receive the Earth Spirit completely?
Yeah, that's the whole thing, is to get yourself cleaned out. You know, I can't tell you enough, you know, that's what we're here to do, is to feel better, and you have to get rid of the densities in order to do so. So, and it's up to you to do the work. Nobody can do it for you. That's the whole thing, kind of in a nutshell. Just get rid of the blockages that you have so you can have a better life and maybe have better health. Well, I guess I could probably bring in an energy here. It feels like, as I'm kind of looking, maybe they'll start working with the air a little more. So what I'll do is bring in maybe the rainbow energies right now. So see how this feels to everybody. One, do the new rainbow energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do it another time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see how it's working with your body right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just see how that's feeling for everybody there. I'll bring in the oxygen, too, that will more than likely be here at some point. So take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. It almost feels like, to me, maybe a week away. So, you know, here we go. I can't say everything will be out of it and the Earth will be cleaned up completely, but this is a start. So here we go. One, a deep breath, inhale, exhale. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, now for some comments from the fast chat. Ron, yesterday on Friday night's program, you timeline crashed gray skies. Some people have reported different weather situations, and that's part of what's been going on with the Earth that we want to feel more comfortable with. And so comments here are that the weather, some clouds in the sky that look like cotton balls, where Marie R. is, that's good because it's instead of flat bottom gray clouds, which is what R.D. saw near the East River in New York City. But also reports that the trees looked a lot more alive. And other people were saying they saw, you know, more vibrancy in the in nature. Let's see. Some people said, oh, Janet says she felt the energy. And some people are still timeline crashing today's date and the word solstice and the natal barcode clearing. So that's okay, isn't it, Ron? We can continue doing that. I know I did that twice today, yesterday and today,
always,
the natal barcode clearing.
Yeah, do the, you know, the timeline crashes, the new Earth, yeah, the new Earth timeline ones. That'd be great. And you can do the, even for yourself, the 2,000 Year of Darkness. That may help you to resonate more with the new Earth energy here. And the timeline crashes, you know, you definitely want to keep doing those. So just realize that there's a lot going on. I got an email from somebody back east saying that had a beautiful day. It's great today for them. They're in, I think, the New York area. And last night they saw a lot of stars and clean air and everything else. And saw people out wearing shorts and stuff walking around. So maybe a lot of this really, really awful alien energies that would come in causing harm to everything. Maybe it's the weather patterns would be a little more gentler. But the main thing is keep doing those timeline crash clearings. Stuff out of here because they're trying to still attach to you with timelines. It's up to you to get off of them. Oh, I guess back to you again.
Two more reports, Ron. One from a new listener in Thailand. It's going to start running the gray skies clearing since you did it yesterday because for the first time in forever in Thailand, which is a warm climate island, country, he says that they've had to buy blankets and wear heavy clothes because it had a cold snap. Never had that before, and the homes don't have heaters. So he's going to run the gray skies timeline crash after hearing you did, learning about it. And after you did that on yesterday's program, yesterday here in Southern California, we had a cold and gloomy day. Today was warm and sunny, which is very nice for the day that it is, December 21st, the longest day of the shortest day of the year. So it was very warm and sunny, so that was very, very nice to have. And I hope other people are getting some relief in their extreme weather situations that we've been hearing about these last few weeks on Ron's program. And thank you for continuing to share what's going on in your part of the world. Janice sent you an email. She says, I feel better after the announcement that you sent on December 18th regarding the Earth Spirit returning. Today I feel better, and it felt good outside. I took a walk in the snow. The last 2 days prior was very rough. Felt like I was walking into walls of energy, thinking it was time for a cane or a walking stick. I even thought maybe it was the full moon. But, Ron, it's you and all your efforts, and she has no words to thank you, just peace, and she's She's celebrating in her heart for the Earth Spirit's return. Very sweet, Janice. Thank you. So people are noticing things, and please continue to send in your comments to Ron and anything you'd like to share on clsquestions@yahoo.com.
We also have the clearing clones going into the light, so that might be useful for some of the clones that are here in case they want to get a spirit into their body and stuff. So you may want to do that if you know somebody that you maybe suspect that maybe they're not human. So for the new time listeners, that may sound kind of weird, but to the other people who have been on the shows for a while, you have all seen these clone people walking around. So that's the clone at Delight Clearing. You probably, if you don't have it, send us an email. And, you know, we can send that out to you maybe. Maybe one of the co-hosts will. We do have it. We did this maybe 6 months ago in one of the programs. So how's your breathing, everybody? Maybe we get some comments on how that air was, the different oxygen that came in. See how that's doing here, everybody. And we'll go to the light ship in about 10 minutes here.
Okay, I'll be watching for the comments. Ron's asking everyone to let him know how your breathing is, how you might feel the energy around you. Breathe in and out. Give it a test. And meantime, Ron, I did want to report that somebody was saying that last year, 2012, that they kept getting double rainbows in the sky, but no rain. Wanted you to know that. Chalk it up to another one of those weird things. And Larry has a quick question here. Wants to know, when religious people cord to the earth, are these cords, do you see them as cords or timelines?
Well, it could actually be both, to be honest. It could be both. It could be they could be on a timeline where the aliens want you to cord to the earth, number one, okay? Normally when you do a practice and you're doing it because you want to do this, okay, then at that point you are putting an energetic cord out. That's because you're doing it knowingly. Do it knowingly, then yes, you are cording it. Hopefully that answered your question there. But some people don't know what they're doing and are unconscious. And, you know, by doing so, then, you know, you could have other situations happening and not knowing what's going on. And you could be on timelines. So you have to kind of look at it as what's really happening. And what are you doing to the energies when you do that cording? What's happening to you? So, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, good points there, Ron. Okay, so back to the fast chat, Ron. Then we'll go to the Creation Light Ship so everyone can start thinking of areas they want to get healed and also healing areas they might want to go to. And but I did want to read some people's comments here, Ron, because you had asked. They said that the oxygen is helping them feel more relaxed in the chest area, that they could feel less controlling energy. Oxygen feels less colored, David said. Now, some other people are saying, Doina says, I do feel waves of gentle energy coming over me on and off. Feels very good. Feels peaceful. And Heal321 is asking request for CLS where spirit is created. Oh, I'm sorry. That's when we go to the light ship. Sorry about that. We'll get to that in a minute. Some people are mentioning that the wind in their area is out of control. Windy weather, very windy, very cold. Some people said they had too much snow. Barbara says she had her snow was like shining diamonds last night. Wow. But the weather was warm with no wind where she is. So various situations. Janice says the snow was shining like diamonds where she is too. So that must have been the earth energy, earth spirit, I suppose. Everyone seems to like the rainbow healing. The air is great. The rainbow smelled like flowers. Some people are breathing deeper now, breathing fuller, breathing easier. Iron Man is sneezing and has a running nose. Well, that's good because that's clearing. Doina says she sees that the colors are different, even on her laptop screen, if that makes sense. And yes, it does, Doina. Mine seems suddenly vibrant, too. I feel like getting a pair of sunglasses just to read my laptop. Everyone's words are kind of like bright, like neon to me, suddenly.
Yeah, I'd say if you have weather conditions, then keep doing the gray sky clearing, you know. Do the gray sky a lot. And then also, get off the timeline that is bringing you the bad weather. But the gray sky is probably what I'd say that the best thing to do for weather conditions. So out there and get rid of those aliens, because the good sky could be behind what they're bringing in. So that's the whole thing, is to keep doing, you know, that particular clearing, and do a lot of them. And it's a free clearing. You may want to put up a couple of monitor screens or, I won't say buy another computer, but maybe you can get one really reasonable. You know, you don't have to have a really high-tech one to do the clearing. So, in that it's the end of the year and we got Christmas coming, I would imagine a lot of people maybe wanting to get rid of their maybe 3-4-year-old computer possibly because they bought a new one. So, you might want to check all the want ads. Maybe you can pick one up for, $100 for a laptop or something, where you can put clearings on it. So that's just an idea for people. A lot of the people that I talk with off and on, they do that. They look for an older computer, or they have one. They don't use it, and, because, it's outdated in a sense. And they can just put their, the clearings on it, and still do the regular work on the computer and have this one running in the background. So by all means, do a lot of clearings. And the gray sky is what I'd recommend doing, especially if you have a lot of, windy areas and stuff. Remember, behind what you're seeing out there is probably going to be clear weather. And what's bringing coming into you is from the alien. That's causing problems. So back to you, Kathy.
Great. Okay. Yes. Right now, some companies, corporations are dumping their older computers to get some new ones. So it's good advice, Ron. Now's a good time to look around for some of those older computers. Companies are starting to dump. They clear them out first because they have confidential info in them. But the internet part will still work. The Wi-Fi part will still work. So that would be a good thing to get a reasonably costed charged laptop. And then just run the healings all the time, Earth Protect and the Gray Skies. Just run them all the time. Doina says she has them on all the time. Good. Okay, so I'll be reading some to you, Ron. People are starting to send in their requests for different healing areas. Would you please give a brief introduction about what we do in the Creation Light Chip?
Okay, so this only works live here. And it's live every time we have a Saturday night. If you're listening to an archive, then it'll be peace energy coming into your realm in place of going up on the light ship. So here we go. So you still benefit. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And when I request, as you go into each room, one particular healing that you may like to experience, okay? And we'll see how well they can help you. On the light ship, you're healed, but down here, visible energetic bodies that you may not know anything about is going to maybe take away the healing. So that's the only problem, is that the body's contaminated. But hopefully this will help you. So here we go. We're going to go up. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And right off the bat, we got somebody requesting deer energy, so we'll go into the deer room. And here comes the deer, so stronger, 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 and stronger, okay? And we'll go into the room now, which has the rainbow waterfall. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into a room where you were created. So this would be the totality of you. And what I kind of say, like, love comes walking in. Though love is not an, it's an emotion, but just one way to be entering into conversations about it here. So here we go. Coming in, that one particular special room. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Feeling pretty good. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And let's go into a room. We'll go into where Mother Mary is here. And here we go. So bringing the energy to you here. So these are light beings that were on this planet once upon a time. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into the room where Jesus' energy is. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to another location. We're going to probably maybe two more rooms here. So let's go into a location that has the tadpoles here. That's one of the requests here, I believe, from some of the people. So here we go. The tadpole room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go on to another location here. And the rainforest room is always very, very nice. So here we go. Rainforest room. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And again, request your healing. And going to the crystal healing room, where a lot of these crystals are in like a geode form, so you may have a lot of energy coming to you. Going to maybe the clear quartz one or amethyst, or there is silver crystals. Let's go to the silver crystal room. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And the one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So the difference in the different rooms, we went into the Jesus room. This is the real Jesus that you will not find in churches, just to tell you that. That's the light of the darkness Jesus. So don't think that we're talking about the same thing, because it's definitely not. So here we go. I'll go into one more room. And we'll see what, do you have any requests, Kathy?
There was one for turquoise water.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we can go into one other location here before we come back. And we'll go into the room that has the floating magnets. This is very nice. It helps to eliminate some pain in people. So here we go. Floating magnet room. And if you do have a pain in your body, you may want to put your hand in that location. A lot of people like doing that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so let's go into the room, one more last final room. This is where they have little kittens. So here we go. We'll go into a different part of the light ship where the animals are, and we'll have the little kitties come over and do some healing on us with the little paws. You may feel paws on your body. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. We'll come back from the light ship now. And we're bringing our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with us here. So coming back down. Coming down now. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Kathy, turn it over to you.
Well, we appreciate you accommodating all those requests, Ron. Wow, that was quite a variety there. Donna's saying that the Mother Mary room felt so soothing and so heartfelt. And I have to say, I was very touched there, too. And it's just wonderful. And when we feel these things, we don't necessarily need to see them, although some people do. And I'd love to read some reactions of people who actually saw something. And I think people were just enjoying the healing and still are. As we are in quarantine on the Creation Light Ship. So that brings us to some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, December 22nd at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, Ron will resume his physical healing intensive teleconference that he holds every month. He also will have it again on the following Sunday. This is for those who've registered through the creationlightship.com website and have the teleconference number, PIN number, and access code. He energizes and I guess you could say he puts light being energy into different kinds of water, our water. So have your water ready, and he does it for detoxification, facial misting water, silver water, mouthwash water, bath water. It's just a way to help get off the parasitic, energetic life forms that are on us and in us. Just have that cleansing with the water. So it's very beneficial. Try calling in a few minutes before the time suggested. I know that's always a challenge for me, but maybe these reminders will help. And so that's tomorrow, which will be a lot like what we were just doing with Ron right now. And David says the kitty room, his dogs were running around in it. That's cute. And Cag says she heard the kittens meowing. Nikki says she's had much yawning happening, which we take that as a release of energy that she's releasing some energy that is being healed. So thank you, everyone, for sharing those things. So, Ron, in the last 2 minutes, do you have any announcements you'd like to make or any healings you'd like to do?
Well, I'll bring in some more oxygen for people. This is what's probably going to be coming down down the pike next year. They're doing water right now. The Earth Spirit is doing water energy, so it may go up. Maybe tree energies, too. Let's bring in the tree energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Oh, yes, back to you, Kathy, and maybe we'll probably end the show pretty quick here unless we have something else that we like to do here. But
okay, well, I just wanted to see if there's any more comments on the fast chat, and the moderator is reminding us to continue to transfer our online healings to the Earth Transport healing that Ron provided on his website. And it's a free one, and the moderator is kindly listing the username and the password there. So you can simply copy that from right here on the fast chat. And that's for the online healings, not anything we've done on the radio. Also, Ron has four teleconferences that he holds during the week nights, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. They're for very important healings and clearings that he does live for about almost 2 hours. And they're very reasonably priced, and they're highly recommended because they remove energetic cords that we get from objects, places, and people on our body. Also, we can go to the Creation Light Chip on Wednesdays and get more healing water. There's a clone body replica removal healing. And also, Fridays, there is an entity removal healing. And Ron removes many entities, many clones. The numbers go way up into the high thousands. And afterwards, people report feeling like a completely new and improved body and person, because it enables our spirit to come back into our body where all these densities were holding space. Same thing for when we're on the Creation Light Ship. All those clearings we get during the 8-hour intensive, well, those run through Ron, but they come out of us, so we have a lot more life force energy within us. And some people on Sundays say they feel very energetic, get a lot of stuff done, and can't believe where that energy came from suddenly. So these healings are real, and they are very effective, and they're essential for what we all want, which is the ascension of light that Ron mentioned several times on this program and the last week's program. And if you missed Wednesdays and Fridays VBS radio program, you might want to check into listening to the archives. There was some really wonderful healings and information on those that will enable you to understand this program tonight, Saturday, and the future programs a lot better. So that's just available on the VBS.com website. You can look under archives to purchase them for very reasonably, just a few programs that you might want. And it's very beneficial to hear these archives anyway, especially the ones that are on Ron's website. He has a lot of them here for us so we can learn and how to do the healings, what are people's challenges, how they overcame them, and how these healings benefit us. The whole point of the Hero Spirit being here is to help us to integrate our body elements, get re-energized, be happier, more hopeful, feel more secure, and help us with the ascension process. This is what we've been waiting for. So we want to take advantage as much as possible to clear our blockages and any resistance that we may encounter for we can have these this wonderful ascension process happen to us. And in the meantime, just have a much better life. For Ron, we're so grateful to have these clearings and for all the clearings you did tonight. Perhaps we can end the program with a mind-to-heart drop, Ron, for especially for the newcomers. They can experience that wonderful peace energy that you and you can show them how to do the mind-to-heart drop so they can do that themselves. Thanks, Ron. Over to you.
Okay, so very simple. You first need to command your spirit to do this. Otherwise, if you don't command your spirit, then you're going to be in darkness because the mind energy is going to take you into mind. So you need to command your spirit, and you do that out loud. You don't think about it. And mind energy also. Here we go. So going to drop down. Going to take your thoughts in your head, that mind chatter, monkey mind, whatever you want to call it. And we're going to drop that energy down into your heart where you become peaceful. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey everybody, so send in your testimonials about maybe this program, you know, what you mentioned seeing in the next couple of days here. And we'll just see how things progress here. So blessings, everybody. And we have our special clearing on Monday, the BBS program on Monday, where we're going to be doing healings for women with maybe giving birth, et cetera. So we'll see you then. And hopefully you're going to be on the call tomorrow. Get rid of these alien life forms that are living with you that you may know nothing about, but when they get released, you feel great. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. Good night, everyone.
Bye.